Tuesday.
So yesterday we sort of included that he speaks about the Shtegikus, that the point of the Gula, the specific nature was that unless a person wants something, it doesn't really make a reishim on him. Unless a person doesn't really, if a person is not mishtekik for something, it's not going to make an impression. That's what we spoke about last time, and that's why when you say when it's pitch dark, that's the first time a person really wants some light. Until that time, it's like extra. I wanted to add two more inyanim associated with this, because it is an inyan that has a lot of importance. The Maral says by Haggadah, it says that it has to be derech shayla tshuva, and it's part of. In other words, one of the dinim that's ma'akiv in Haggadah is doing it derech shayla tshuva, and that's why you have the manishtana. So the Maral explains what is the point of derech shayla tshuva, why it's specifically shayla tshuva. So he says a hesber. I'm going to say a mashal, but he doesn't say the mashal. But the point is definitely the point he makes. Let's say a person takes two pieces of wood and he wants to stick them together. So if you glue them and stick them together, they hold together reasonably well. Not fantastic, but anyone who's ever tried to glue two things together, depending on how good of a job, it can be from good to very good, but that's about it. If you want to make something really to hold, what you do is, like when you have furniture, good for quality furniture, you make a hole in one piece of wood, you leave a stump in the other piece of wood, and then you stick them together with glue or without, and then it holds really well. The reason is because the Gemara says, L'moshel, Koshim Geirim Yisrael kisapachas, that Geirim are difficult for Klal Yisrael for sapachas, like sapachas. Sapachas is scab, something which is flesh that grows on top of the skin. It's scar tissue. The pshatnit is anything that is not part of something else organically. Something that's not part of something else be'etzim doesn't stick well. Because basically what you're doing is you are trying to glue together two different things and it holds somewhat. So how do you take two things that are separate and stick them together? So the way to do it is you've got to create a situation where one piece is not finished yet, it's lacking something, and the other piece is not adding, but it's filling the piece that was missing. So when we take let's take the marshal of the furniture. When you take a piece of wood and make a hole in it, what's called a female element, and then you put in a piece of wood that has a peg in it, it will hold well, because the peg is, the other piece of wood is not on top of it. You didn't slap it on top of it. It actually filled the hole that was there in the first one. That is the only way in which you mechaber two things in a way that stays. So the Maral says, if I tell a person a drasha, so fine, you know, it's nice, a better drasha, worse drasha, person listens, it slides off, it sticks on. But that's it. Let's say a person has a kasha, a very strong kasha, and it's bothering him terribly. When you tell him the teretz, he'll remember it a very long time, because he was bothered by it and bothered by it and bothered by it means that conceptually the person had, he was lacking something, and then it became one. The same, that's just the I don't know if the word is reason or that is the metzias zocher nekeva. Nekeva is called al shem the nekev because she's a chaser. Ve'elav chukosek, like we spoke yesterday, she sees herself as lacking existence. You can't, if you take two people and say be good friends, be loyal, but it doesn't become basa echad, because I'm me, he's him. And I wasn't lacking anything. He's not lacking anything. It's pleasant to associate with the person, but it can't be a chibur be'emes, because none of us are chaserim. It's only when you have one element being chasa the tzura of zachen ekeva is one element is a chaser and one element is a malei, and then you can have a chibur that's together. The same thing is true by Ruchnius. So Beleil Pesach, he says it the Shaila Tshuva. There's a lashon in the pasuk. You know, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu will toss you away and so on and so forth. Ubikashtem gam misham. You will quest for HaKadosh Baruch Hu there also. The tachlis of pushing away Kalal Yisrael is not a punishment per se, but I mean, there's a punishment element, but the question is, start feeling that you're missing something. Sometimes when we spoke Bar Chava, one of the reasons why people who are Balei Tshuva are sometimes much stronger about Yiddishkeit than people who are born into it, because the person who's born into it never knew what it was like to be without it. It's the person, and b'meila, it's a nice thing. Yiddishkeit is a frosting on a cake. Take it or leave it. If a person doesn't have it, and he was missing something, no one who wasn't from came to Yiddishkeit as a nice frosting. It's a very, very expensive frosting. It costs an awful lot to you pay dearly. Unless you are feeling that you are missing something, and this is fulfilling you, then you don't do it. I always tell you, I had one of my profound experiences of getting Musar was from somebody who was a Baal Tshuva. I was at that time doing interviews in Eishet Torah for, I used to be part of the three or four people that interviewed newcomers and to interview newcomers and set them out, whatever it was. So there's one person who had been, he had become a Baal Tshuva a few years before. After a year he dropped it. Well, the issue is his brother was like a superstar and he was very jealous, whatever. He left, went off into the business world, became a very, very successful investment banker. He had a swanky apartment in the Upper East Side. His life was, shall we say, unencumbered by any mitzvahs or los haseis. And then, for some reason, he came back and he was reapplying. He was coming back again and he wanted to be set up with chavrus, with a schedule. And whatever I tried to do, he didn't like. He didn't want this. This was good. This wasn't, whatever it was. So at some point, I got very annoyed. And I said, so like, what are you here for? Like, okay, you know, if nothing's good enough for you, so what are you here for? So he looked me square in the eye and he told me, he said, Rabbi, if there had been one good thing out there, believe me, I wouldn't be sitting here. In other words, what's brought me here is the feeling of utter void and lacking over there. But that's the pshat. The only time you can really have a chiba and a dibuk is when a person feels he's missing something and this fills it. So the mitzias of ishtoikikus is for a person, if a person wants to understand why is his avoda so, why is it lukewarm? The Teretz says because he hasn't built up a sense of void without it. If a person, for me, you know, I was in Yerushalayim a big part of my life, and you know, everybody keeps Shabbos, and it's nice, and it's great, and it's wonderful, and it's fine. But sometimes when I walk here, like from the house Yontif, and I walk by on a Tuesday on a Shavuos, and there's a sense of Matan Torah and this and that, and you see people going in their cars to work, and you say to yourself, they don't have a thing in life more than the job and the entertainment, the weekend. There's no sense of greatness in their lives. How can people live like that? There's no sense of anything greater. It, in a sense, that helps me get a stronger sense that I do have something. But at any rate, the tzura of hishtoikos, like we said, the pitches, the darkest part of the night is that. And sometimes when people look back and they have a very tough tkufa, a tkufa when they, worse than a Talmud who bottoms out is a Talmud who middles out. When you coast, you don't have the satisfaction of doing well, and you don't have the intense pressure of feeling what it's like to be empty. When you bottom out, you feel at least what it's like not to have, and then you have a clear kibble to have something. At any rate, that is the Chazal before the Nekuda of Ishtaikos. Let's see the next one. It's a Nun Beis, in the middle of the right-hand column. Ubimedrish. Lamnatseach. The fish who koifet, why is it called Alayelas? So he's going Kesidron Chazal. Nechlal, the Maral's strong Nakuda is that Chazal of Agadata are huge sugis and shas. And to learn up an Inyan and just pick out the Chazals that you like to sort of brush up your drasha is horrible. He goes full force against Rashi when he feels Rashi is disregarding Chazal. So Mele, once he comes to an Inyan, he takes the Chazal and the Inyan, even though his point was really a different point. But once he's on the Chazal, he will dash on every Chazal associated with it, and so on. Ubemedrish, Lamnatzeach, Lefishu Koifitz Ka'ayol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Gula, jumps like an ayol. Ayol is a deer of sorts. Umer La'olam B'Shas Chashecha, and he lights up the world when it's dark. Ve'ema sumeir. When does he light up? Belaila, afal bishu laila. Yesh ba ora, or alvana kachom azolus. Ema sai hu choyshech, balis hashacha. Valavana shekas, vekachom nichnasa mazolus hochlem. Oysa shayin choyshech gole mena, vayisa shakach brocho oyla esa oylam, o malas hashacham dech choyshech, o mer lo oylam. So that we read yesterday as the end of that chazal, that a kach brocho picks the darkest part of the night, and that has a shaykhis with the point that we spoke about, the shtoikos and so on. V'cheinu oima v'hine eima chashecha gdol nefalos olav chashecha zumadei me'esta dova acha alayelos hashacha loma nimshala esta l'shacha loim l'choma shacha oila v'kechom shoikim af esta v'shachashoyos ha'yose me'ira v'amorim shoikim adka. So the chazal here has a lot of different akudos. Hine ha'medrish piris ayelos hashacha mishesha begolos b'choyshech u'metzapa elagula. That was the point that he explained yesterday. Next point. Veloshna yeles shehashem yisbara koifetz kayola umer lo'olam. What does it mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu jumps like an ayola? It jumps like a deer. What is the pshat in jumping? Vakfitza zesa seloima shaloi tachshav gloisa gula zeis neis kimoi shar gulis shaloi timtza bigula zeis neis nigla klal. Now, let's talk a little about this first outside, and then we'll see it inside. There are different Lashonos describing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the different Briyas Shemayim, how they get about. So, Lamashal, it says, V'ishalachti b'soichachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stroll amongst you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu walks. It says by Malachim, Vayyo'af Eli, the Malach flew over to me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Lashon of Afifa, and a Kruv Kal, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu flies on a Malach's wings, Kaviyachol. And it has a Lashon of Kfitza, to jump. What are the different Lashonis? I mean, obviously none of this is literal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't walk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't jump. Neither Malachim. I mean, so Malachim, it says, actually can't jump. Malachim can only fly. It says they don't have knees, the knees don't bend, and they don't jump. What are the different Lashonis? So let's, and there's Ritza also. There's Ritza, there's Halicha, there's Kfitza, and there is Afifa. Different Lashonis to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting from place to place. So obviously we're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga. But let's at least try to get a sense of the different elements of that Hanhaga. When somebody flies, it means that he does not make any contact whatsoever with the Aretz. Flying means a type of activity where I see you in this place and I see you in the goal. That's what flying is. You take off in this airport and you end up in that airport. That is the flying. One of my grandchildren once, when he was this way, America was, so he explained that there's a fence around the airport. Inside the fence is America, because that's where the people going to America go to. So that's where it is. Flying means the whole mahalach has no shaykhis with Eretz whatsoever. It doesn't make contact with the Eretz in the middle somewhere. So it says in Chazal, Lamashal, certain malachim fly with one shat, some two, some four. It all applies different how much is it disconnected from the Teva? That is step one. Let's take the other extreme. What is the difference between walking and running, let's say? Walking is a type of a mode of going someplace where you never have 2 feet off the ground. What distinguishes walking from running, no matter how quickly you walk, you always keep at least 1 foot on the ground. That's the definition of there's your walking and running. So therefore, when a person is walking, he's always connected to the ground. So that is something where you can actually map out the mahalchen. You can map out the steps, because every single step, so when something happens, lamashal, when I ask you what mahalach are you going to use for this or that, I want to know the step-by-step process. There is not any one element that I could say is out of teva. That is the mahalach of halicha. Kfitza is somewhere in the middle. Kfitza means I can see steps, I can see points of contact, but the in-between of it doesn't necessarily connect. So, Lamasha, if I see somebody's plotting, I see, you know, he's been having a lot of meeting lately, all sorts of strange people are coming, he's going here, things are happening. I can see discrete little elements of, but I don't have a clear continuum where I can say step A up to B to C to D and so on and so forth. That is kfitza. So kfitza Kadosh Baruch Hu is called mekapetz olam medalag al gvos. It says it by Pesach in the psukim. Kfitza is a type of hanhaga of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that there are points of contact with the world, but there is gaps between them. It's something where the connection to Teva and the disconnection to the Teva, both of them are true. That is the description of Kvitza. So he says, it was Mahayola Koifetzes. An ayola is a type of animal that jumps like a kangaroo. It jumps from place to place. That is description of this nest. So he explains. What's Loima? Shleitasha is Hagula Zeis Neis Kimashagos. You shouldn't think there's no Neis element. There's nothing here that's a nice golui. There was a lot of events here that were disconnected, but there were points of contact. The Maral says here is Said, which he says in a lot of places, and it's obvious. Time is always the measurement of change. And as if we ask ourselves, what is time? How do you define time? Length measures one coordinate, width measures another coordinate, depth a third coordinate. Time measures change. And therefore, anything which is in Teva cannot happen instantly. By definition, there is no process that's instant. I mean, it's instant because it's very quickly. But it can't be instantly because A has to push B. The time is A pushing B. A spring unwinding, a sun moving, anything that we call the word process takes time. The type, one way to detect a nace is where the time factor is out of whack. For instance, Aaron HaKohen put in a stick into the Kodesh with the other people. He put in a stick. Stick sprout. Leaves and branches. It's not abnormal. People who have sticks have branches, even sometimes without the ground. You know, if you put it in a wet surface, it'll do it. But it takes like 5-6 years till you get something. The fact that it took one day points out that the neis aspect. Teva is measured by time, a measure of zman. Things happen, it's evolutionary rather than revolutionary. And neis, the less there is a time element, the stronger it is a sense of nace. Teva and time are almost equal. Teva means a process, and time is the coordinate of process, whereas Nes happens above it, beyond it. So therefore, he says, the Megillah, even though the Megillah itself, there are no actions that are not Teva, but the spurts, the fact that all of a sudden, you get all of a sudden Nisim, all of a sudden Nisim, all of a sudden Nisim, that is Kfitza. You know, all of a sudden, like Esther makes it to the top. All of a sudden, so even though it took some time and some years, it wasn't like Kriyas Yamsa, which was instantly, or the Makis, but it was Kfitza. Like every so often, all of a sudden, he, on the night that everything is supposed to change, Ahasuerus doesn't feel well, he is safe as a Chronos, they bring Haman. It's like, whoa, it takes very, very quickly. It's like, Chos Hashem Merkar Fayin. Aval Dovash Hashem Sbach Polze Nase Beloiza Nimshach. It doesn't take any long time, Moshe Tim Tzuchola Megillah, Shaya Nesbe Mehirus Bekfitza. Dechsir Vayeva Melech Maris Haman. In other words, Haman needs time, and the Melech and the Nes pushed him. Vayeva Melech Maya Kachz Alvush Asasus. Vayeva Medav Vayev Hilu As Haman. Things started to move very quickly because when the Nes was running, was going, there wasn't time. Hareika Kol Nas Mehirus Agadol Mipneiku Mehashem Yisparach Ve Einoi Tachas Hemshach Zman Lekach Nikra Ayela Shekoifetzes. So the kfitza is a type of it's a type of activity which is mufka from teva, but it's not quite nace and so on. So let's just recap this nekuda. What he's saying here is this was a b'china of kfitza. It says about malachim. Malachim are not shaykh to kfitza. Malachim can't jump. So it says they regleim regel yeshara. They have straight feet. And Chazal say malamet she'inlon kfitzen. They don't have knees. Kfitzen means jump. So obviously, I mean, malachim don't have feet either. Malachim are ruchnis. So Chazal describing the big mile of Adam is that he has knees, a knee is a very important part of the body. The knee is the tsura of avodas Hashem, of ishtachava, of kriya and ishtachava. It's you can't be mishtachave if you don't have knees. You can fall on your face, but there's no ishtachava, there's no kriya. A lot of our metzias of avodas through the pshat is malachim are pure ruchnias. They can fly, which means mahalchim that are completely altivian. Balachayim could walk. Jumping is something which only Adam has, means somewhere he can move in the non-time element into time. Just like when something is jumping. And in a sense, the Megillas Esther is a much longer... it's the avoda at Bias Girl Tzedek over Adi Yantayvim, because Mitzrayim are the Nisim Mitzrayim were completely out of Teva. That's finished. It's not going to happen again. So a person can only remember and say, well, once upon a time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made tremendous Nisim and tremendous Chasadim, and he opened up all this Rikiyim and he showed us everything and so on and so forth. We can only live with the memory of it. But it's we can't extrapolate really to things around us. There are no nisim like that. Kfitza is always. In other words, we will always have to take a look and discern where are there all of a sudden jumps that somehow don't seem to be limited in time. So we're looking at points on the earth. We're looking at events that are artsius, not man, not kriyas yamso, not that. But we're trying to figure out the fact that the connections between when a person walks, each step follows the other step. When a person jumps, so the steps, I see a lot of steps, but they're not following each other. Yes, it's normal. A king picks a queen. The queen invites people for mishtas. There's intrigue in the palace. But all of these steps were way quicker and way too unpredictable to be able to say that it's teva. So it's the seif kol hanisim in the sense this nes can continue forever. It's with this nes I set into process a nekuda that can forever stay that way, because kfitza is something that goes till the end. That's the union that the nes is bekfitza. It's called ayel. It's called bekfitza, and as such, that's seif kol hanisim. Okay.